Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. My loved one is on so many medications already, and the doctors want to start a new one. It is called amantadine. Should we start it? What's it good for? Answer. Great question. A short answer to your question would be yes, start amantadine. But let's look a little more into what amantadine is as a medication. On the basic science level, it increases a chemical in our brain named dopamine. And it also decreases NMDA, an other chemical. Dopamine is often a chemical that is low in a patient that has, say, Parkinson's disease, which is a movement-based disorder. NMDA is an excitatory chemical. So amantadine helps increase the dopamine and decrease the inflammatory, excitatory aspects of what occurs during a brain injury. One may ask, well, the patient is not necessarily moving muscles and arms and walking, so why do we have to increase a chemical that increases movement? Because dopamine works throughout our entire brain and really body. It doesn't just increase, say, movement of our muscles, but it helps to increase and improve motor movements and processing in our brain through our body part in the brain called the basal ganglia. And as we know, our brain interacts with other parts of our brain, and every part of our brain is interconnected. So it helps improve what we would call processing time, or the amount of time or speed or rate at which the brain can go through various activities such as listening or speaking or even movement. There is a famous landmark study around 2012 by Dr. Joe Giancino and many other well-known and well-respected brain injury physicians and psychologists that showed that amantadine helps improve the rate at which a patient within a disorder of consciousness level, basically within a coma or minimally conscious level, proceeds through their rehab process. It helps to quicken the rate at which a patient might develop in their rehab process. But interestingly enough, it also shows that patients who did not receive amantadine and patients who do receive amantadine over the long term end up at about the same functional level. So as patients are processed through inpatient rehab more swiftly due to a number of factors, it is important to maximize the rehab that they can get and maximize their time spent in the inpatient rehab hospital. So this is another pro and benefit of amantadine. So what are some of the side effects that a person can see when one takes amantadine? One, amantadine at very high levels can often cause a patient to be more likely to have a seizure. But in most cases, a patient will start amantadine at a low dose, such as at 50 milligrams or 100 milligrams, and at most slowly increase up to 200 milligrams. As of now, there's not really a right or wrong or a correct level at which the amantadine dose could be. Unfortunately, not enough studies have been done yet. But as time moves on, there will be more and more studies that will likely look at the proper amantadine dose. Amantadine could also cause someone to become agitated. Now realize that agitation is also something that will occur as a patient emerges from their coma and minimally conscious state. So it can oftentimes be hard to differentiate between an agitation induced by normal recovery or agitation induced by this medication. But oftentimes, once a patient, quote unquote, emerges or rises from their coma and minimally conscious levels, amantadine is not necessarily still needed. And amantadine could also cause dizziness or nausea. Another thing to think about with amantadine is it's processed through the kidneys. So labs, blood work, should be monitored to ensure that the kidneys are not being affected. Amantadine was initially developed as an antiviral medication to help people, say, with a virus. And as mentioned, it was also used and continues to be used as a Parkinson treatment medication, as people with Parkinson's disease have a low dopamine level, and this helps increase the dopamine. Being that dopamine runs all throughout our brain, it's more and more likely and more studies showing that amantadine could be used in patients who've had a mild brain injury that might be having some trouble with attention or disorganization or impulsivity or apathy and difficulty motivating themselves. Especially as we know, in brain injuries, the frontal lobe, which controls a lot of those previously mentioned actions, can be affected. So more and more studies are showing that amantadine can be used in mild brain injuries and also can be used in patients who've had a stroke. Even though currently we may often see patients who maybe have disorganized actions or may be impulsive, or may have attentional difficulties, likely might be started on a medication known as methylphenidate, commonly known as Ritalin. So, in conclusion, amantadine is an excellent medication, and in most cases, should be used in your loved one. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.